Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 30th, 2014. An old man dies of wounds he sustained last month by Israeli soldiers, and troops demolish Palestinian homes in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in occupied Jerusalem have reported that an elderly man died Tuesday of wounds suffered more than 3 months ago after Israeli soldiers opened fire on the funeral procession of a Palestinian child who was killed by the army fire. The sources said that on September 7, 2014, resident Muhammad Saada Hashima, 63 years old, was injured in the face during the funeral ceremony of Muhammad Sunnukrot, 16 years of age. Medical sources said that Hashima suffered a serious injury when an Israeli concussion grenade detonated very close to his face in Wadi al-Jouz area in occupied East Jerusalem. The man also suffered from cancer and other health conditions that led to the further complications following his injury. The death of Abu Hashima brings the total number of Palestinians killed in occupied East Jerusalem this year by Israeli army fire to 15. The army also demolished 210 Palestinian homes in occupied East Jerusalem this year, including two homes demolished earlier on Tuesday in Jebel al-Mukabbir, southwest of Jerusalem. The demolished homes belong to resident Khalid al-Hasla and Imad Abu Mayala. Each home is 100 square meters, one-floor building. The two families have recently finished the construction of their homes and were preparing to move in. The army claims that the homes have been built without construction permits. Earlier on Tuesday at dawn, several Israeli military vehicles invaded the town of Sinjil, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and kidnapped 10 Palestinians after breaking into their homes. In related news, scores of Palestinians, mainly school children, suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation near the Abu Arish roadblock in the old city of Hebron in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. Local sources reported that clashes took place on Tuesday morning between local youth and Israeli soldiers near the Tariq Junction in Hebron after the army invaded it. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 30th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.